USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Democratic candidates looking to beat Donald Trump descend on Nevada ahead of the caucus next Saturday, the first in the West.
Well, the only way to win the African-American vote is to deserve it. So it starts by reaching out and asking and seeking that support.
That's Mayor Pete on the campaign trail in Nevada. Also with stops in the state, former Vice President Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders in Nevada, but already looking ahead to winning the Lone Star State.
We're going to win the state of Texas.
And the very latest now on the coronavirus. More than 1,500 people have died so far around the world. As for those 400 Americans on that Princess cruise ship docked in Japan, they'll be allowed to get off the boat, but they will be flown to a military base in Texas and will be quarantined for another 14 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Trump administration sending tactical units from Border Patrol to sanctuary cities across the country to help ICE agents deal with criminal illegal aliens. The president speaking about this topic at a news conference with Border Patrol agents in Washington, D.C.
Not one more American life should be stolen by sanctuary cities. That's why we're calling on Congress to pass legislation giving American victims the right to sue sanctuary cities and hold them accountable for the suffering and the damages that they've caused.
At this same news conference, the granddaughter of the 92-year-old woman in Queens, New York, raped and murdered by an illegal alien.
The tragedy in all of this is the fact that this could have been avoided had there been no sanctuary law. The tragedy is my grandma's not ever going to be here again.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest now on Medicaid benefits in the state of Arkansas. USA Radio's John Hunt with the update.
A federal appeals court rejected a Trump administration rule that allowed Arkansas and other states to impose work requirements on low-income residents who received Medicaid benefits. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for D.C. ruled that the White House had acted unlawfully and that Health Secretary Alex Azar's approval of the program known as Arkansas Works was arbitrary and capricious. Judge David Centrell referred to the original Medicaid statute, saying it identifies its primary purpose rather than a laundry list of secondary goals and only aims to provide health care coverage to populations that otherwise could not afford it. The decision was unanimous and upheld the original decision made in March 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
In USA News for your health,
alcohol consumption for women can increase the risk of breast cancer.
That's Dr. Anita Johnson, Director of Breast Surgical Oncology at Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta. She says if women do drink, red wine is your best option.
Red wine is the safest drink to consume because it has some anti-estrogenic effect on the breast. So it kind of blocks estrogen. It promotes some estrogen. It will block some estrogen. And we know that the most common type of breast cancer is estrogen positive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.